Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Evening, everybody.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, how's it going?
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Dem.
Happy to not be forgotten.
Alright.
Oh my god, that's so sad.
Alright, just so that everybody's aware, we are not recording how we usually do with, you know, a nice audio setup. We've got a Blue Yeti in the middle of the table because I'm currently moving, or Natalie and I are currently moving, and our entire house is packed up, including the Roadcaster and all of the accoutrement.
It is deep within a cavern.
But it's silver. Why is it blue?
It's the brand.
It's the company.
What? Yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh. It's painful.
I'm not used to this. This is weird. I'm sitting next to Rob.
Also,
who let this happen?
Also, just so everyone's aware, it has been almost a month since we recorded. It might even be longer than that at this point. So if we miss a little detail,
blast Paul with all of your
hit
concerns.
Hit me up on Twitter and let me know what we forgot.
Only one of us has our notes, and it's not me.
It's because all the notes are packed because they were all left at the
accurate. This is an accurate statement,
except for me, because I actually take my notes with me
so we can review them.
Right? The last date I have is 7/22.
That's wrong.
No. Wait, that's not. Okay.
We had vacation.
A little more than a month.
Yeah.
That's not that bad, actually. I mean, for all
5 weeks. Yeah.
All right. So bear with us. Like I said, if we miss something little, sorry. All right. So.
With our luck, we miss something big, and, you know.
Who's going to do their best to do a recap? I'm going to ask.
Could it be the person with the notes?
I've been prepared for it.
The
there
man
you go.
With the notes, and hopefully he can help out.
Well. We recovered Boom Saint.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Is now.
That might have been the session before.
Yeah.
Was
that the session before?
No, the beginning of this session we dropped her off.
You're
right.
El Combustion. And then we went back and are on our way to finding where Atlantis has disappeared to off the coast of Brazil.
Searching along the coast.
Coastlines.
Yes.
We did find a large
Atlantean
vessel.
Turned out to be a prison ship.
Turns out to be a prison ship that lost its engine that we believe is on shore, most likely by Mars's camp.
War.
And I got to pat myself on the back for that figuring. I feel good about it still. A month later.
All right, I'll take
humble
it.
Humble brag.
By the way, do you want to move the microphone more to the center? Or are you good where it's at?
Natalie gets real quiet sometimes.
You're right.
We're good.
All right.
I can talk loudly.
All righty. So we're getting back into it. You guys are currently airbound, mid-air headed to... Aren't you at mid-air?
We were still on the ship, but that's what we called it.
Yeah, you're right.
We were merging the ship to the ship.
That already happened.
Yep.
It merged, but it can't do anything until it gets its true engine back.
Yep.
So, you guys are on the ship. You have a massive freighter of a ship that basically is a giant paperweight until it gets a new engine.
Which we know where it is. We know roughly where to go.
Bunk beds.
Stop dreaming of nine.
Bunk beds.
All right.
I think that's nine's nightmare.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't have any of my riff buttons. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Dun, shh. I'll fully it myself. It's fine. All right.
Sad drum poem.
All right.
Theme music.
No, that's all one. All right. So, we are rolling. You guys have where you're supposed to go, or where the thing you're looking for is.
We can teleport in, then just teleport out. If we had the exact distance. How does your thing work? You said you knew roughly where it was.
Yeah, I could detect it with the water power sense, but I don't know that it's completely accurate, and we don't know
what's around it.
True.
The last time we teleported to something we had a rough idea of, we got shunted about a half a mile through solid metal.
We were teleporting to a church.
No.
No. I'm talking
about
the
siren.
Ship. The siren ship.
Ow.
We just got fuck all. There you go. Half a mile through solid metal.
That hurt a lot.
Well, hurt them a lot. Me, kinda.
Survived.
Didn't we find something else, siren, before?
Not
later?
Today. Not this last set.
The oil rig was...
That was it.
The
oil rig, thank you. I was like, why do I remember?
Yep.
That was a session or two
before. That was the other... Yeah, it was the trip couple.
My brain is just still in vacation mode. I'm so sorry.
That was all before your friend showed up.
I gotcha.
Vacation all I ever wanted.
When was in vacation mode?
I'm not in vacation mode. Natalie is not in vacation mode.
All right. So, you guys know where you're going, roughly. If you want to try and locate it more, you can roll some, tell me how you roll some dice to make that make sense. Or you can just go and kind of go the vague direction of where you think it is.
What is it?
I said, think of something that you could roll some dice on. I will give you a chance if you have a thing, you know, like, I'll give each person one thing they can try if they want.
What am I looking for?
Help me.
Thank you. History?
No. Arcane signature.
Okay, how are you tracking it from this distance?
It's a powerful engine.
Okay, great. So it's going to glow like a beacon in the sky, but if you have the means of seeing it.
I can fly up.
Paul, you're going to be so mad at me.
What?
What if I used a crazy thought process is...
Teen girl knowledge.
Strength, and I punch the ground, and I use sonar energy like a dolphin.
No.
And I...
That would be tremor sense, by the
way. Echolocation.
My thought is we use the person who can actually detect it, and we use something to help augment his ability. So him using whichever is better, arcana, power, whatever.
Technology.
Then have the other smart guy assisting him.
And then a bardic inspiration just to cap it off.
Yeah. And I'll throw in my knowledge of arcana, but it's not going to do as much as having...
And then I'm just going to be in the corner echolocating. And someone's like...
Okay.
You're going to be bouncing.
If that's the plan, I'm going to tell you how this is going to work. Is that the plan?
I mean, I can't think of anything else.
I was thinking, the power.
There's nothing in my water power about finding this. Okay.
So what's your bardic inspiration die? Is it D8 or D6?
It's a D8 now.
You level 5.
Bardic? I think it's a D8 now. Just so it is a D8.
Okay. So all right, grab a D8. A D8 from her, which I guess you can keep it if you need it. But
she can roll it.
All right. Which I guess she can roll it because that way everyone's rolling something. You're going to roll only 2d20s to keep them separate.
Okay.
One's for tech, one's for med, one's for water power. So
I'm assisting for tech, though.
Correct. And then you're going to assist with power because essentially you're going to supercharge him.
So the white one is tech, the blue one is water.
I can spend a what?
Sorcery point to supercharge. Cool.
So you're rolling both of them at advantage.
But you're rolling one, you're rolling one, you're rolling two, but keep them separate.
Yeah.
And know which one's which. So
and I might be rolling.
Blue is water, white is tech.
Got it. Roll it.
I think we need a reroll.
I mean, tech is pretty good.
It's an advantage.
Tech is good.
Oh, so what'd you get?
I have a 14 on my die.
For tech?
Yeah.
And
I have a 19 on my die for tech. Yeah.
I never assist you well.
And how are you doing over there, Mr.?
How was your water?
Oh, I'm you rolling as well?
Yeah.
Cool. I thought it was you spend a sorcery point. That's how I'm helping.
No.
Then you're doing your part by rolling your die. You each get to roll something.
That's a 20.
Total.
Net 20.
Well, hot negative damn, Natalie. Which one would you like to add the D8 to?
The natural 20 or the natural 19?
I'll add it to the 19.
All right, which is the tech, right?
Yeah,
four more. So, what's your total for that?
19 plus 40? 17 plus 4.
40?
Yes.
Okay.
I helped.
Hold on. Let me go look up in the DMG what 40 means. Hold on. Fuck my plans. Okay.
It'd be really funny if you said it as 39.
So with tech, we'll touch on the net 20 in a second. With tech, what you're going to be able to do is there is a very broad-reaching, I want to call it like a wireless network, but it's really, really low power. But you managed to find a relay station about maybe 200 feet off the shore that you could tap into. That would give you which would let you tap into the network at Worf Compound.
Oh,
with that good of a roll, you just kind of managed to. You lucked into it. You happened to have one of your cycles hit through it as something was coming to it. Now there may be resistance at that place, but it's an opportunity with a nat 20. And what was the total on that? 37.
35.
Okay. Yeah, but it's a net 20. You know that.
Hooray.
The signal you're seeing of that engine is not where it looks like it is.
Oh.
It's been displaced. You don't know by what or where it was displaced to. You know it has to be close.
Okay.
But there's a good chance there's something made it look like it's not there. Like it was, made it look like it was somewhere else. Okay. Think old school cloak of displacement.
Okay.
Which you know and these people don't. You always appear like you're 3 foot to the left.
Left, yep.
Or right, depending on who made it. Apparently the right ones are more rare. Because people with a sword swing will always swing. Usually. All right. So what's your plan, guys? Are you going to go for the relay that you found? Or are you going to...
Let's hit the relay.
Also, can I borrow? So, where are you guys going? Are you going to go to the place? I'm not going to tell you where you go. I'm going to jump cut you guys to as you're approaching the relay.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you manage to shunt your way out of the ship. You go out one of the ways. Tamara.
That's
close. It was an A or a T. Yeah. Tamara says that she, you know, she'll do her best to wiggle out the ship out of where it got stuck as best she can. But without the power of the real engine, there's almost no chance of king. Like, literally, it's a one in a thousand. Not going to happen.
We're running under the effect of pass without.
Are you?
Yeah, I spent the point. Last for an hour. Concentration.
All right.
So plus 10 to our stealth.
Good deal. So you are making you guys are making your way through the jungle. I don't care if you're flying, jumping, swimming, whatever the fuck you're doing. You're heading towards the relay. It looks like it's in what looks like a small clearing with probably like 20-foot by 20-foot chain link fence around it. Not going to stop any people realistically if they're willing to go this far, but enough that it stops animals from getting to it. And there's a little guard shack in up against the relay. It's probably, you know, 5-foot by 5-foot. But it is blacked out totally. It looks like a solid black box. What do you do?
No windows.
No visible windows.
Well, obviously we're stealthing.
I would like everyone to roll stealth, please.
And Ailey, add +10 to your stealth roll.
Okay, that is 3 10s and a 2 on these dice.
46.
It's the highest roll tonight.
All right. So on the die, there's a 7. My total is 30. This pass without trace shit is awesome.
So I have a 19 on the die. I rolled a 14 plus 7, and then you said plus 10. 10.
So 31.
31.
Gee, I guess I'm low at 25.
With a plus 10?
7 plus 8. Plus 10.
Yep.
You guys don't even see me anymore.
Where'd he go?
Ow. Sorry.
No, you guys...
We can lower that chair a little bit.
No, I probably... So, as you guys approach, what order are you in? Just, like, are you single file? Are you traipsing 2x2? Are you walking 4 abreast like badasses? Are, like, give me a description of how you're walking up.
Well, seeing as you're a better rogue than I am now, you're leading the party.
Yep, checking for traps.
And I will...
To be honest, he was always a better rogue than you were.
Bite me?
even when I was a cleric?
Yeah, you had the skills for it.
No, he didn't.
No,
no, you strength based
on. You're right.
I was second rogue to a monk.
That happens a lot.
He took the exact same background.
Yes.
It's bullshit.
All right.
But, yes, we'll have the rogue lead the party. We'll have the paladin and... the wizard in the middle, me in the back.
So 1, 2, 1.
That way we all get her bonus.
It's the it did one of these?
Yeah.
Clockwise starting with Rob. Got it.
Well, we all get her bonus.
Okay.
+7 to save.
Yeah. As you guys walk forward, it's all fine until Shinsoku crosses into the clearing. Because I got exactly a 25. I got 2 tries at advantage.
That's fine.
With +15. I rolled fucking 10. 3 times, and then a 2.
What happens?
Well, that's when the alarm's gone.
There's actually a hollow presence of war that appears above the box and says, and in his... I've never described war to you guys.
Correct.
Nope.
So, war is a 7 foot tall, 4.5 feet wide beast of a being. He's got long black dreadlocks that are cinched up behind his head, and he is wearing what looks like it's how you imagine a mercenary would look if they made way too much money. Very high tech gear, but you notice there's not a single firearm on him. No energy blasters. There's also no weapons. Like But can I have supers power, supers or history, whichever you have. If you have supers, it's better than history. But
all right.
And
really, really,
nope. 18
total.
I rolled a 5.
Yeah, it's this.
And I'm not the intelligence based anymore.
Natalie, that's pretty good.
21.
Art, 24.
You rolled shittily too.
Yeah, I did.
I rolled a 7, and I spent a sorcery point to re-roll that, because fuck you. Boost it up to 11, plus 12 for 23.
Alright, so...
Supers knowledge.
What was it? You're both supers?
I'm in supers, yeah.
Which is... And you, what was the high number?
24.
Okay, anybody who broke a 20.
Yay.
Yay.
If you don't break a 20, you know war exists. If you break a 10, you know he exists. You know he's a bad guy. I'm relevant. Alright, if you broke a 20, you know that war... No one's ever figured out exactly, or it's not public knowledge what his power is. And it, but you know that it has something to do with manipulation of objects. That's the common perception among, you know, people who give a shit about it. Now, if you're willing to reach out to Jen, you can get more information, but that would put you at risk of being noticed.
We've already been noticed.
And as this hulking thing from in says, turn back, capes.
Does it actually look like he's looking at us or just at him?
It's
a projection.
It would look down to where it looks like it's looking between like different pathways that lead into this place. Because there's like goat tracks and effectively goat tracks, air quotes on that. Natural pathways. He's looking to those. Obviously, he's not looking. And perception checks really quick.
Better? I open with a 20 and then I roll shit.
18. Did he get a natural 20 or what did you get?
Okay. Rob at least broke a 20. It doesn't matter what he rolled. I rolled a 14 plus 12 for 20.
You beat me, Mike.
Anybody? What?
Natural 1 and 8 at a plus 15. So 23.
All right. So anybody who
24.
Both of you do better than me.
Anybody who broke a 15 notices that the box is slowly shifting downward.
It's retreating.
And anybody who broke a 20, no one got 25.
Yes.
25?
26.
Oh. You see that it looks like it's moving down, but there's something weird about it. It might be either it's leaving something behind or something is happening. Oh, and you're not sure what it is, but your spidey senses are tingling.
No, it's not that it's shifting down. It's using the material around it to create a gun.
Yeah, that sounds about it.
I can't wait to reincarnate this box. That's what she's holding that as a weapon.
Are we going to reincarnate? God, I don't like the sound of this.
Giant.
You promise me.
Distance? What's the distance to the box?
The clearing is like 100 foot across. It's pretty big.
We can do it. You want me to get you there right now?
Huh?
You want to be on the box right now?
I could try. I don't think I'm going to be able to manipulate it.
He's going to dim door you.
Yeah, I know.
Or I could fly.
Could you dim door me and then I can reincarnate it?
Well, I want to hack into the box.
You know what
I was thinking. I don't want you to hack into the box just yet.
We'll have you hack into the box shortly.
Fine.
If there's nothing to hack into it, okay. We'll have you hack into it.
Luna, we're team two. If they fail, we fuck it up.
We're just the B team.
No,
you're the ass cavalry.
We're the cavalry. Okay.
So we fuck this up. This is all happening as like the box is.
Yeah.
This is speed of thought.
Dindor?
Yep.
Dindor.
Okay. I need charisma saving throws from the parent.
Before or after the teleport?
Yes.
Do we get the Natalie bonus? Is the question.
Oh, it's when you would appear there. The box is warded against teleport. The whole clearing it.
Who would be rolling for the box? I would give you Bardic Inspiration. Still art, right?
Yeah, I would probably.
I need charisma saves from both of you. I guess. What would it be for avoiding a cosmic shunt? Con?
Well, if we're already in the effect, it would be when I go to teleport, not when I go to arrive, because I'm already in the field.
There's a secondary effect. It's weaker outside. But it's much stronger inside the 20-foot fencing. What's the range in your true sight?
True sight? 100.
Does it see it?
Is this considered a magical effect?
Absolutely.
Yay! Advantage.
No, correction. This is technological. 60 feet. Then you wouldn't have seen it. And also, it's technological.
He looks so depressed.
Aww. Look at him.
He finally gets to use his spell mantle.
He uses all the fucking time to blow me up. How many times does it save his ass? All the time.
Maybe twice?
No. It works against powers.
Paul.
He constantly asks, is this a spell effect?
And the answer's always yes.
The answer's always no.
And I know it's not something that always targets me, so.
All right. So, but I'm going to want con saves from the pair of you.
Con or charisma?
I think con would make more sense because it's to resist the physical effect.
You away, so.
Okay.
Basically, it's to see how
looks
hard
like cavalry
it is.
Can I make a, before I do the roll, can I pose this effect by my Horizon Walker's portal ability?
Not even close.
To pierce it.
It's not a magical effect. It's stopping it. It's technology stopping magic from working.
Yeah, but it's Horizon Walker effect.
No. I like the thought, but no.
I mean,
1-2-1.
Is it bad?
Yeah, I spent one of my own point.
Inspiration? And still failed?
I went from a 3 to a 4.
And now you roll that d8.
Yeah. Roll a d8.
So the d. Yeah, you.
Do I get their +7?
Yeah, no.
No.
But you get the bardic inspiration, so maybe it won't be as bad as you think.
What's your total without the die?
14.
You're gonna.
I'll tell you this. Theoretically, 1 in 8 times that helps.
So are you saying
you failed?
Yeah, I'm gonna fail.
His 21 failed.
Yeah.
Then you did say I have at least 3 inspirations.
Correct.
I have all my luckies.
He's like, hold on.
Let's try this again.
Did I beat a 9?
I think it's 25.
I need to be higher than a 13.
DC's 22.
Oh.
So it's technically possible you can make it.
You have to roll a d8.
Really? How many DC do you haven't even gone to World Compound yet.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be bad.
It's already happened to one of you.
Exactly. Don't need both of us being knocked out.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Natural 20.
There you go. Right.
And I'm the one taking us, so.
Yeah.
So I got art covered with the natural 20.
You wish.
Yeah.
It's a natural 20.
Yeah.
And Horizon.
How about this? I'll let you eat the effect instead of him, or he takes it. Your choice.
I'll eat it instead.
There you go.
He's squishy.
He is squishy. See how excited
he got? I also
heal
over time. I don't need to cast any healing.
Very true.
Granted, it does less than 107 points of damage.
Yeah, I guess I am a little squishy.
Oh my god, that was so many.
I'll explain what happened.
Oh, yeah. After,
good.
As a reaction to the
horrible
damage, I choose not to take
any. I'm not as good as you. I think you have almost double
as a reaction to the damage, I choose not to take any.
You don't get a reaction.
No.
You're right. So, that's once a day.
Sometimes it's...
Okay, yeah. I rolled damage for no apparent reason because he decided not to take it.
Yay!
yes, damage avoidance.
How much was I going to do? It wasn't that good of a roll.
But it's hilarious.
I don't know what the number
was. He just,
was.
Like, nope.
So my reaction is to not take it.
I choose to eat all the damage. Oh, okay. So art's protected and I ignore the damage. Fuck.
I just want to know. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 74?
I could have taken. I would have lost my... Definitely would have lost concentration on the spell.
All right. So what happens is you feel your body shunt downward and you ram into what was a clear... It actually looks digital. Wall that appeared around the barrier. And you hit this thing at approximately, oh fuck me, speed. And just hit it. You slammed into it and then rebounded twice as far as you tried to teleport. So 200 feet. 100 miles, and that was part of the damage. Bam! And then flying back.
So what happened with Shinsoku?
He threw his body. He threw his body in front of it and he cushioned him with his wings.
Huh. So, they did
feathers
make
out of
it?
My teeth for days.
No, they bounced the fuck off. And then you see as a massive battery.
Shimmering wall.
You see the for a tenth of a second, only who did not get shunted see this. You see the chain link fence is gone. In its place is a solid black cube.
Oh,
okay.
I can't wait to reincarnate that.
All right. So,
and then as you watch, it just goes back to being looking at the front.
You good?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I think you're good. Feather.
Yeah, my feathers were a little ruffled, but I'm fine.
I'm a little bit ruffled. Wait.
Take this, and we put it in whose hat? Who's got a hat?
None of us.
Oh. Wait, I have a hat.
And then it is an initiative.
Oh. Okay.
I can see that it's going to be one of those.
Don't worry, he'll be there shortly.
You going to load a d20 into that and then roll it?
I thought about it. I have something else in there right now.
What?
Caps.
A pop cap?
Yeah. Okay. In my Doom shotgun shot glass.
Fuck you, too.
I go on A.
Oh, that's good.
My initiative bonus is higher than
yours. I know!
I believe I go on 18.
I'm not tracking that.
Initiative tracker.
Someone who's not me can do that. I gotta find it.
Wow. Paul, you're not nice.
So I go first.
I mean, isn't that always how it is?
What's your bonus?
Captain Dexterity. 13.
Plus 12. And advantage.
Same kid, different day. Okay. All right.
What were your?
28. I rolled 16.
18.
Natalie?
14. So I got 28. Oh my god.
I went 9.
We all go for him!
So you want to be next to the machine right now?
Huh?
You want to be next to the machine right now?
No. I'm good where I'm at.
Okay.
I want to
200 feet away?
I'm good where I'm at.
I feel like you're holding me back from, like, no, let them do it. Let them do it. And I'm just like, no, I want to be next to the machine.
All right. It looks like...
No, I'm saying let's go.
Let them figure out first.
All right. In the mind link, I will say, who wants a ride to the machine right
me!
Now?
Me!
She's faster than you, by a lot.
I have a cunning action.
Take me.
We're in combat.
Okay, then take him. Yeah.
You take me. You can jump that on your own. Yeah, but I go before you.
All right, I will cunning action. Go up,
grab him,
and then
fling him the rest of the way.
So holy energy!
Yes.
Okay, I need a con save.
Both of us.
I know where it is.
Oh, I'm aware you're throwing him at it.
We're just... Okay.
You're throwing me, right?
Yes.
So what you'll see, because you get close enough, your true sight, even if it's away. Not a magical effect, but you're throwing... How far away are you when you throw him?
Just close enough that I'm at max speed and still being able to dodge out of my way.
So you can do it. Like, you need at least 100 feet at that speed to bend away, so you wouldn't see this.
Bombs away! Fuck me.
You've got good bit of...
I think I have perfect, D2.
Oh, yeah. Is it perfect? Does it have a hover?
Yes, I believe
then so. It's perfect. Okay, never mind. And you could do it at 5 feet. So, let's say you're 10 feet away and you throw them. And when you get to 160 feet, just before you're about to throw,
two hover. Yes, it does.
Just before you're about to get in, you see that is not what I described. Doesn't exist. It is a solid black cube.
I will burn for
20 foot by 20 foot by 20 foot, and you see on the side of it there are gun ports, and you see some missile launcher ports. You see what looks like hole, like a ton of hole, different holes. You see,
okay.
Or describe my thing.
I just hit it. We're good. All right.
So, this is a.
Trust me.
Instead of the, I can also see the waveform.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Instead of seeing the, you know, the pretty basic, you know, 20 foot by 20 foot, fencing, you see a 20 foot by 20 foot solid black shimmering cube. And it is covered in gun ports, or it looks like, with your perfect vision, I'm not going to bullshit you. You see, you could imagine hundreds of attacks coming from this thing in the space of seconds. This is a very well-defended redoubt. This is not just a relay station.
Brace.
All right.
And we still smack it. When I say we, I mean he.
So, are you knuckle-dustering as you do this? I'm asking.
It'd probably be a good idea.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
Just because that's kind of what you did last. I don't know if you
No, I didn't.
He didn't even knuckle dust.
I did not. That was just.
Are you going through to this time? I'm asking. Because also, it's been a while since we played, so I'm gonna be a little more generous this session with reminding you of abilities that you may or may not have forgotten you have.
Yeah, I'll do it. Sounds like fun. An additional 10d6 on
plus
top
40,
of momentum.
Plus 40. 10d6 plus 40. All right. 40.
So what I'm going to need you to do is Roll me an attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's disintegrate with an attack roll, but it's...
Mm-hmm.
Roll me an attack roll.
My spell bonus, plus 13. Yeah, yeah. Spell it.
Yeah, well, that's my jam.
Is that one?
That is an 8.
Well, it probably isn't moving too much.
What's your total?
The total would be 21.
Go once.
I mean, we don't know how many, what do you call it, inspirations we have, so it makes it difficult to...
I'm going to assume everyone has 2 to start this, at least. Okay. And I know that Rob has at least 3.
And I'll use 1 to reroll.
Natalie has 5, got it.
But I can't everyone's going to start with 2. All our notes are in the storage box, so it's fair.
To be honest with you, I only had 1, so...
I gave you a freebie for hosting.
Why?
It's a long fucking drive for an inspiration, to be clear.
You know how much I drive?
I'm aware!
You said that you weren't going to say anything.
I wasn't really planning about the drive here because...
It was a long drive and then immediately just...
I said that would be a long drive for me to give you inspiration. That doesn't make any sense.
Give him shit.
You know how much distance I drive on a weekly basis just to podcast with you?
Oh, it's been shit.
5 weeks.
Whose fault is that?
You had COVID.
On purpose. My wife gave. And I've been immune to it.
So this is a ladder total of 30.
Okay. You
17 feel like, plus 13.
Yeah, you feel as it kind of, as you feel like as you are not gonna get through it at all, and then you impact the wall, and you feel as it digistructs.
Okay, I'm gonna.
And you disappear inside, and the wall closes behind you. The mental link is cut off.
Brother.
Mike, inside, you are in what appears to be a 500 foot by 500 foot compound. There are 50 guards, all kind of looking up at you with weapons.
Okay.
And then your knuckle duster goes off, because it did touch the wall.
Okay.
And you blow a hole in the side, and you watch as the world inside starts to fray. Roll damage for that, please. It's very important. And also, you can add an additional...
3d8 for my smite.
I am a weapon! You can roll your 3d8.
What am I adding to it for momentum?
I'm going to say 66.
And you can reroll ones and twos. Because he's considered a finesse weapon.
He cannot. So.
He is my
weapon. So, yeah, you can know, I'm sorry. Mike, Rob will roll a 66 because he rolls ones and twos. You don't. So, roll your 66.
I roll my spell damage. He rolls the momentum damage. Yes. Because I am a weapon. But I roll twice.
And take the better.
So, wait. Which dice am I rolling?
3d8, 66.
66?
Momentum.
Okay.
Fuck you.
As he talks to his dice.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree with that statement. He's rolling like I usually do.
Have you... The only dice I've rolled that have been above a 5 on a d20 today? 2, 3.
Wait, there was also an ally within range. Do I get a sneak attack?
No.
Use the weapon!
Exactly.
Now,
if Nally was next to it, you get it.
I do add a +6 radiant damage.
So, d6. The first roll, without adding the bonus damage... 23.
That was not good.
No. It's my usual champion's roll.
5 ones.
Wow, your body was nil with champions.
Yeah. All right. Roll better this time, you fuck.
Oh, yeah.
So I beat the first roll on 5 dice.
Resistances matter?
It's immune to psychic and poison.
Okay, I don't do either. It's
a fucking construct.
76 force damage.
Plus... 39 more from me.
You broke 100. That was the important part. You 39? Blast the hole.
Hold on. 39. Cut in half.
Some of it's radiant. 6. So 9. 12 radiant.
I'll take the 12 radiant I have to.
You take half. No, because you only take half of the recoil.
Okay. So I take half of all of it.
Yeah.
But you take half of the bludgeoning.
So 6 on the and.
Oh, and if it wasn't clear, we have our character sheets in D&D Beyond. So that's why they have those notes, not notes for the other thing else.
27, so 14.
Then half.
So.
All right. So.
That worked a lot better than my time.
With 100 points of damage, you destabilize the digital construction of this object.
Spell.
And you hear everyone, Rob, Demon hears the klaxon next as Blaster is being literally blasted by it. As they're like, breach, 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 breach. Delta Protocol. And you see everyone just bolts for what looks like a monorail. But it doesn't go anywhere. There's no, like, monorail car. You don't know. All you know is that there's 50 to 100 guys running to this monorail car.
Mind link pop back up?
It will, yeah, once you broke the wall.
So, wait, they're shouting breach. They all run for the monorail. They're obviously not all going to get there at the same time.
It's destabilizing. The entire room is destabilizing, and it's still eating it.
So, like, I should get back out the wall?
Either get out or get in. Your choice.
How close am I to the monorail?
It's 500 foot across, so 200 feet. You're only about 30 feet from there. Though it is up high in the wall, so you'd have to, like, find a way through it.
Well, I believe my action is next.
Yes.
So you've used your action, which was the knuckle dust, to cast the knuckle dust. But you have your bonus action and your move.
I still have my action.
No, your action was to throw him. We've talked about this.
Then I'll my move action.
Correct. Because you cunning action together. Yeah, you have your move action left.
Going in.
They're getting the fuck out.
Are we going in?
You could sweep it and pull him out, no problem. You have the speed for it. I wouldn't even question
it. How long do you think it would take for this? How long do I think
it's it would eating take? About 10 foot every second. No, sorry. It's eating about 20 to 30. It's 25 foot a second. It is.
So we need to get the fuck out.
It is going to be gone in 10 seconds. The entire thing.
They're all dead. They can't make it into. They all can't make it into the monorail.
You see, they're all wearing these strange.
They shouldn't be able to move 500 feet, 250 feet in one action.
You'd think that. But you notice they all have these green data tethers running to them that is pulling them to the mountain.
So I have 145 feet of movement.
You could get in and get him out if you wanted to. Or you could try and get to the center. But you get one round. And if you don't get into the monorail, the Lark Brothers would have new character. I'm just telling you that's what would happen.
I'll dive in and pull him out.
Roll me a quick dex check just to acrobatic wing over, you know.
Acrobatics?
That's fair.
It's a good thing I have expertise in that.
I know you do.
It's because of the ninja.
You can roll here if you want.
That die always freaked me. Seriously, every time I roll that one, it's been
wrong. Quote, that now always screws me. Nat one, baby. All right.
I got one more lucky.
It's a 7. It's no better.
Are you serious?
That's another
nat. We're going in.
One.
No, because that means you don't grab me.
Yep. No. He grabbed you, but he clipped the wall as he came in.
I saw my inspiration. What the? 1/400.
Listen.
No. But after the first roll, it is another 1 in 20.
Yeah. So 2 1 in 20s is 1 in 400.
But not how statistics work.
That is.
Trust. No. So 100. There's no causality between the two. Every individual roll is its own 20% chance, 5% chance of a 1. You just had bad luck.
Yeah. Well, the statistics of rolling.
I've taken the stats classes on this. Trust me. If you said it at the beginning. I'm going to get two ones and be a 1 in 400. The math works, but your choice. Are you going to
roll? I got to.
He's going to inspire.
I'm not going to kill us.
All right, roll it. Plus 14 was a bunch, right?
14 plus 16
plus 17.
31. Yeah. You see a flash of what would have happened if you had clipped the wall as your legs were shorn off by the wall as you went through it.
There would have reached him.
No. And they would have left a digital, like, jagged line that you couldn't seem to get rid of. You see it as it would have happened. You can feel, like, you're like, reaching to touch your leg and make sure it's there. And you're like, not again. So, yeah, you make it back out as you watch this thing collapse in on itself and explode.
It's a good thing I still have extra movement.
I need dex saves from everyone within 200 feet.
Am I missing my chance of reincarnating this thing? Mike!
How far away was I?
200 feet.
Do I have to do this?
I'm going to give it to you you're not going to be prone to this. I'm going to give that to you because you kind of just ragdolled your ass away.
Paul, do I have to roll?
That's 150. I got good news and bad news for you.
Yeah.
This is a deck save.
Yeah. Do I have to roll?
Yes. Deck save. What am I?
Do we at least get the Natalie bonus?
No.
Shit.
What's the DC?
DC is 22.
I take nothing.
I can't use sorcery points on saves. Correct. Right?
I'm holding him, and I take nothing. He takes half. No?
Now, if you want that effect, you'll have to let go.
Wait. I use a mini boom. Get advantage.
All right, go for it.
wanted.
By the way, apparently I have to drop you.
I rolled a 28, Paul.
Well, it's probably...
Hey, Mike. Fuck it. Don't you have 7 uses if I take no damage?
I do, but... let's see how many dice he picks up. For
all the dice.
All of the D10s.
We get to know the number first.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
Uncanny dodge, that's how it works.
It's a bunch of D10.
What is the damage type?
Digital!
Yeah, I'm trying to think what digital would be.
It depends on the type of explosion. It could be force, could be fire.
It's going to be force.
Could be lightning.
Electric. I thought it might be electric, sparkling, but it specifically isn't electric because of what it is and who did this.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with force type.
Well, I've resisted anyways.
I'm aware. But I wasn't aiming to, hey, what misses
what can I fuck my player with best? Because I didn't do that. In Mexico.
Yep.
I did do that.
Oh, he only uses psychic and thunder, so I'll make something that's immune to both.
And radiant.
And radiant, yeah. Yeah.
Mike's salty.
Mike was salty.
A lot.
He literally said when we were driving here, oh, you guys are going to get really mad at me. Like.
I did say that. I owned it. Sorry, adding damage is hard when there's this many dice.
I made multiples of 10.
I am.
Or 20.
For you.
All right.
What was you?
Oh, what the fuck! I forgot to fucking get what you listed. God damn. Okay, we're gonna fake this till we make it. Oh, that works. Okay, no. 10, 31, 41, 51, 71, 81, 91, 101, 114, 121.
121 damage on.
Correct.
And we take
half. D10s?
And we take half of that if we made it?
Correct.
So that would be...
60. I didn't make it, but I take half.
I did make it, I take none.
You feel... You clench. You went full clench.
Basically, you rode the blast.
You rode the blast wave.
As I just kind of like tumble into the dirt.
And you watch as there you see over the thing, 4 helicopters rising off in the distance.
Rifle up.
I'm telling you, there are helicopters about half a mile from you. No, more like 2 miles away.
Okay.
Are they coming this direction?
Absolutely.
Half mile, I think, is outside of my range.
It is.
Oh, half mile is well within mine.
You know, it feels really good to not be a part of the...
It's about 2 miles away, but they are coming quickly. Helicopters at about a 45-degree angle.
It feels really good to not be a part of the we fucked up crew right now. It feels so good.
It feels really common for me.
it actually feels really good that I said, no, I'm good where I'm at.
I feel really good that I'm not part of this, them right now.
Are they grouped together in, say, a 60-foot radius?
No way.
Okay. And you said there's 4?
You can get two in a 60-foot radius.
Are there 4 of them, then?
There are 4.
Cool. I can target each one individually.
Ah, ha, ha.
With what?
Meteor storm.
Fuck them in particular.
As soon as you said it, each one individually, I'm like, you have 4 meteors.
You this one.
I've been dying to do this a long time.
Oh. Do you want me to roll the damage? Or do we just assume that they're fucked?
Oh, no. You need to roll.
Because
it is the rotors you're hitting, which is the weakest part. Actually, what's the minimum damage? 40?
20? Minimum will be 40 with all ones.
And you roll ones.
Damage twice.
So what's the average? 70 and 70 is 140? They only got 100 hit points. You blast them out of the sky. Describe it. These are fucking Apache attack helicopters. These are fuck you up machines that you have just absolutely leveled.
This is something you haven't seen Rico do in a long time. He's earning his true name as he's laughing maniacally as 4 orbs of pure fuck you rise out of his hands and fly off.
Any particular theming to them, or are they just balls of fire?
It's just pure fire destruction. It's meteor storm scorched earth.
I have a proposition for you.
Okay.
Are they little Mayan like heads?
All right. Have you seen the death whistle? The Aztec death whistle.
Yeah.
That's what they start out looking like, and that's the noise that it makes.
Yeah.
Do you hear whistling?
If anybody's seen Ghostbusters Afterlife?
Nope.
No, I have not.
Oh. Somebody uses one of those, like, nobody's paying attention, and they just, oh, God, it's terrifying.
There's a reason they're called death whistles.
As they go, boom, 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 and then just blast out of the sky. And then you hear a roar.
Well. Like,
and then a blast wave of sound just, like, ripples out and, like, goes, and you watch it hits the water and just goes out about another half mile before it settles down.
Well, I think I pissed him off.
Yeah?
Should I have saved that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We don't have to fight four attack out.
We got a Natalie.
We could have had four attack birds.
He's like, I fucked up.
I got so excited when he said helicopters. I'm going to jump up. I'm going to smack down. I'm going to have four birds.
Can you do 100 damage in one swing?
I'm going to have four birds. Damn it.
Well, the thing is, she couldn't have killed the actual helicopter with one swing.
Yeah.
She could have killed the rotors, but it wasn't. You killed the rotors and they fell out of the sky and exploded.
Yeah.
Detonating all the ordnance on them, which, you know, killed everyone on board. No questions asked.
So bad.
Maybe one or two guys bailed out. But you didn't see them. You watched them start falling.
I'm up in the air with my super sight.
Do you have, like, eagle vision or no?
I have a 15 advantage
perception. That is not eagle vision.
I have true sight.
That is not eagle vision.
So which direction is this engine now? Do you know?
Where the helicopters are coming from?
Not that engine. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that engine. That's the one. Okay. Yeah. Hey, I thought you were talking about the fucking helicopters because you just kept saying engine like 15 times there.
So, yes, we're going
to
head off
and keep going in that same direction.
Yep.
Where that roar came from.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Maybe it could turn into a lion.
All right. So, you guys traipse through the jungle.
Hope you like fun games.
With your plus to perception and investigation, I'm not going to ask you to roll. You find hundreds of traps as you go, and you just kind of guide people through passing.
We're also still stumped.
Because to disable them would be impossible. It would take so much time.
We don't have that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, claymore mines, but it looks like they're laced, like they're coated in something else. Like, this is super killing. Absolutely. This is designed to kill powerful supers.
Like syndrome level person.
Okay, for example, this guy. Oh, you've never watched that.
Syndrome would be an accurate description.
Yeah.
Incredibles.
I know who Syndrome is.
Okay.
Syndrome
gave me this look like, what the fuck are you talking
Syndrome
about?
Syndrome would be this guy's, like, kid brother. If that. Maybe. I think Ronan from Guardians of the Galaxy.
So, we're back to stealth mode, right?
Yeah.
Full power Ronan at the bolts, like, not like
the comic books one?
Yes. So you guys make your way in, and with roll stealth, please no one roll less than
25. He has not broken my concentration.
I kept trying.
I got a natural 20!
I'm still higher.
I know you are.
And 20 always succeeds.
Yeah, I rolled a 19.
So what total is 37? 46. Mine is 37, but yours is 46, of course it is. Welcome to the jungle!
I was surprised you didn't comment about my Three Musketeers reference, Mike.
Oh my god, dice! Three, four, five. I got a dice, I'll just roll them.
So, yeah, this is not good. I have to use my inspiration.
You good?
You.
Yeah, I did too.
There, nat 20.
Two natural 20s, a 19, and
12 on the reroll. So, 12 plus 8. So 30 total,
which beat my 25 that I asked for. So you guys make your way up to, you get to within about a quarter mile of the compound, and it is a killing. There is nothing between the compound and.
Can I figure out where the engine is?
Roll me another water power check at disadvantage, and I'll explain why. You know for a fact it's being obfuscated, and this is you compensating for it.
I got a 9 and an 8.
Would one of us be able to use Arcana or Insight to counter the logic or whatever?
That's actually not magic that's doing it. It is.
Can I make a tech roll?
It's tech that's obfuscating it, but it is so more advanced than where you are. It looks like magic.
23.
Okay. You're almost sure that you're supposed to think it's against that wall, or it's somewhere within, like, on the outside of the wall, but your gut's telling you it's inside the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Demon was flying a while ago. He saw that there are a couple pockets of, like, a half mile across clearing that are popped up in this area, and it looks like the most of them are abandoned. This one's not. This thing has moved. This compound, whole compound has moved. So that's what you need to know. You're almost sure it's inside the wall.
Of the compound?
Yeah. The compound looks like any military base you've ever seen. You know, there's tarmac, there's...
How far across is?
500 feet. It's like 500 by 300.
Yes, I like that smile. I know where he's going with this.
And we're at the edge of the...
Yeah, you're about a quarter mile away from it.
Okay. And there's nothing. It's basically open.
It's a killing field. There's nothing there. There's not even stumps. It's like something went through and graded it with dirt. It is like fertile dirt, but it's dirt.
Then we can assume there's other deadly shit.
But we don't have to land.
Correct. I have flight. We have jump. We both have haste.
She has flight too.
Huh? No, I don't have flight. I have quiet.
I do.
But both of us can also cast haste.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, she carries you and he carries you and move on.
No, I carry him. What are you? What?
All right.
All right. Yeah, whatever. However.
It's been established.
It's either Flashbang or Smart Water. It doesn't matter, you know.
Well, water's already smart. It's Wise Water now. Or Team Smartass.
It is Smartass.
There we go. All
right. Smartass. All right, so what are you doing? Are you going to tsunami for me?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am.
So you cast a spell. And as the massive wave of water rises up, it gets to within about
50. Well, I figured I'm going to start it at the wall.
Good.
And
it starts to form. And you watch as it disappears.
Any magic zone. Even 9th level. And how is it within true sight range?
No, it's a fucking quarter mile away.
Okay. I have to ask.
I said the field's
500 feet across.
No. The building is 500 feet across. It's a quarter mile of killing field surrounding it.
Gotcha.
Now, for some reason, you feel a connection to the water, though. You know it's there, but it isn't visible.
You just flooded their basement. Any magic zone.
No. He can feel the water. Okay, roll me a water power check.
Okay.
Can I make an arcana?
No. You're not connected to this center. Okay. It doesn't make
not at disadvantage, right?
No, this is flat.
31.
Are you willing to give up sight for a sec?
Absolutely.
All right. You become your wall of water, and you appear inside a truly gargantuan, like, Roman-ass camp town with... I mean, modern, like, you see, like, telephone lines and everything, but it is probably 20 miles. As your tsunami crosses through a field, and you see it take out some, like, robot that's tilling a field. And the field's fucked up. That field's fucked up, but... And as you watch, you see there that the man you know is just sits on a throne at the top of the hill in the center. And looks at the water and says, and you could hear it in your head. And you snap back. I assume your friends caught you when you started to fall because you gave up all bodily control. And that is something you're going to be able to do with your power mod times per day. You are going to be able to any water you've created or touched, and then at last hour you can see through effectively.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So what happened, if you tell us, is it's another dimensional thing.
Yep.
But it is it magic.
Yes.
It's a tech-based demigloon. Yes, exactly. Think someone figured out how to make Borderlands tech work, and that you'll get a lot of how wars shit work.
Yeah, I got that. Well, the moment you said Digistruct.
It was like...
Digital construction.
For those at home who haven't played Borderlands. I mean, so shit's basically, you can just rebuild it. And now you realize why war never worried about losing, like, soldiers.
Because they're all fake.
No, he's got a separate dimension that he breeds his own army in.
Yeah,
and you know, war's been active for 50 years. Easy, doesn't seem to age. He looks identical.
Well,
there's fucking wanted posters of him in every FSA headquarters. All of them say, "Do not fucking engage." Like, level one threat.
When do we listen to those?
Class 1 capes only. Do not engage. If you engage, make sure you call your supervisor and give your last will and testament. Like,
beep, 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 beep.
She's calling Daddy, Granddaddy-o.
Ring, ring, ring.
Is it, tell me.
It's all commotion. Ring, 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 ring.
Yes, Nieta.
Hi. Remember how you told us that you wanted us to contact you when we're fighting someone?
When we've done something stupid.
Oh, the stupido runs strong in this family. Oh.
So.
Can you send TK?
So, funny story.
Okay, how about you cut to the chase? I feel like
oh my god, it's war. Please come help us. I'm so scared. We're gonna die.
Wait.
Send TK! What? My last will and testament. I know I read the handbook.
Wait. Oh, stop. You said war? There's a treaty with war.
What?
Get out of there. He signed a treaty 2 weeks ago.
What do you mean? Oh, like
United States.
What do you mean?
No, did goddamn research. Call Grandpa, and he tells you what you need to know. He said, get out now.
Okay. Teleport out. Leave.
No, just walk away.
Walk away.
As long as you haven't hurt any of his people, you should be fine.
Just a really deep, like.
There you go.
So funny story.
Oh, by the way, Art, you saw the engine powering the aqueduct.
I was just gonna. My next question
obviously
was
just
be...
just attached to a fucking aqueduct that looks like it's running water through like irrigation. It's not doing. He's using like 1/10,000% of its power. Maybe.
So is it force? Is it? Is it actually generating the water?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, it's generating.
Okay, but back to the question.
Funny story about what you just said.
So, was it you or was it your brother?
It was my brother.
Oh. I'm gonna.
Do you want me to hang off the phone?
Yeah.
Hands over phone.
Luna, why are you?
And.
And then your phone starts ringing.
Your phone starts ringing, Rico. And
out of service? No, that won't work. Yes.
I'm in
John, don't know what you've done. Did you do your research before going to fight war? Or check in on war?
To be fair, the ones that normally do the research said, let's do it!
Is that an excuse? What is it we said about excuses in this house?
Have you ever seen me do
There's
research?
No use for excuse.
Have you ever seen me do research?
Yes, I strapped you down to that chair and made you research before you got your license. Yes, he did. He did that.
No, I'm getting that, but, it's the... I mean, doesn't the Geneva Convention prohibit torture?
Yeah.
Never mind.
He'd never hurt you, but he would make sure you know your shit.
Yeah.
He says, you need to contact Brigitte now. This is not something to play with. And his voice, his diction gets like perfect English from like almost Spanglish to dead ass, like North Midwestern English. Do not engage.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Understood.
End this call and speak to Brigitte.
Okay.
Hey. Your nieta.
Hey.
Nieto.
Yeah, I'll tell Luna. Hey, get us.
And then the call ends.
Yeah.
Brigitte?
Yes. Calling Brigitte.
Hold on.
Seriously, we're next to you.
Hold on, wait. Okay, so there's I'd like to describe the fucked up button because I feel like if anyone who's listened to this long enough knows there is one. There's three buttons. There's the call my handler, just regular. There's the we fucked up, call my handler and my team. Then there's the oh my god, we fucked this up, 9 weeks from Sunday, shit's going down, please God help me.
I have the really, really, really fucked up button too.
Yeah, it's right below the one I just talked about I should definitely hit that.
No. I have the mental we fucked up button.
But if you use the top one, it'll ring to her phone and just start the call, no matter what she's doing.
Got it. Yeah.
Well, ring, 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 ring.
No, it's bit, and you hear her talking. Yes, John, I know the paperwork. There's a lot of paperwork, but Brigitte, wait, Blastar?
Yes,
and her voice it goes from like she's usually pretty like office relaxed worker lady, focused office worker to yes, you call in the emergency line. What?
We may have fucked up.
Well, if you called on this number, if you didn't fuck up, I'd be mad at you anyway. So, what?
For starters, we're in Brazil.
You're on vacation. I can't stop you following someone like that. Do good work.
We needed something. We had the location. We were in Mexico. And turns out it's in the hands of somebody that we really shouldn't be.
Hold on. People we care about in Brazil.
Apparently,
how did you fuck up war? Hold on. Where are you? Turn on your... Hold on. And she turns on your phone camera. What the fuck?
Hi, Brigitte!
It gets worse. She turns on the satellite view and goes, oh, fuck.
And there's the four patches up there.
And she says, yeah, we have a satellite pointed at that at all times. How did we not get notified? And then she looks over and she says, Johnson, what the fuck? You were to tell us if anybody attacked Morse compound. Hey, it didn't look like they were getting that far. I wasn't worried about it. But what about the Apaches? Yeah, I was just about to talk to you. You were talking with Jolly. I was going to wait. And he's like, Johnson, if you are not so good at your fucking job most of the time, I would fire you right here.
Most of the time.
And then stick you in Guantanamo. We're going to talk about this later. So, this will come up in your performance eval. And he goes, no. And then he fades off. Brigitte says, well, you have a lateral... A lateral shift in job title for today.
Kingslayer.
Uh-oh.
No, diplomat.
I can handle that.
You Mike need to go. The wrong choice in this you one, need to. We need to figure out.
Whoever did this needs to undo this. Or, because what you've done is broken the treaty that was established 2 weeks ago that cost us over 30 prisoners of war. Literal war, capital A, capital R. 30. To get him to promise to stop attacking United States assets. And so far, so good.
So
until now.
We really fucked up.
We don't have any more prisoners of war. So if we need to reestablish this, you need to figure this the fuck out. If I don't hear from you in the next 12 hours, I'll assume you're dead.
Okay.
Good luck.
Can we get the contact information so we can...
Walk in, he can see you.
Okay.
And her voice, she is scared, but she's more angry. Because this is an international fuck-up. Not like, we fucked up in the States. Who gives a shit we live here? Mm-hmm. This is a could-be-globally-spanning fuck-up. And as you guys start marching in to eat crow, I think it's time to end.
Yep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.